Hello everyone, it is Friday here on Anchor. So in today's segment, I wanted to share specifically about the experience of your iPhone or your Android phone and actually having these handy apps that you can actually just jump on quickly to do stuff, because you've probably got a phone full of applications that you might not necessarily use, or you have a phone full of applications and there are three or four that you actually have that do a lot of the work and actually are amazing applications that you sort of just, because they have such basic functions, you don't give them credit necessarily. They're not like the massive Facebook that give you this, this and this. They just do their job. But in today's feature, I wanted to share specifically all about those applications that I've been able to discover and that I think you will enjoy. So on today's World of Apps segments, we're going to be talking about handy applications you can use on your iPhone and Android phone to keep organized. So reading across your day is something that can be distracting. You can spot boatloads of articles that you might want to read. I spot loads in my day on Twitter. I'm like, oh my God, that looks such a good article. 11 ways to do this, dot, dot, dot. And I'm like, oh, I want to read it now, but I can't because I need to get stuff done. So having something that allows you to clip the reading piece for later is so good. So I use something called Instapaper. There is an alternative called Pocket, which I'll speak about in a minute. But Instapaper essentially stores all of your documents, stores all of your articles or media that you want to watch later. So this is great for just being able to capture everything at a glance, especially when you're trying to boot up all of that information there. And you want to try and like save a lot of time. Now, I'm just looking at this now on the computer and I've got like all of my articles that I've got for a couple months, and it's a great way just for me to quickly jump in and see all of the articles that I need. And at the end of the week, I can just read them. It's not something that I'm actually having to collectively worry about. So I've actually got all of the articles that are unread there, and it's a great way for me to access that. Pocket does the same, but allows you to add tags as well, very similar to Instapaper. And it's available on the mobile too, so you can clip stuff there and read them offline. So that's another game changer, because you've got a good level of functionality there. So my final recommendation, this isn't specifically an app, but for those who are using an iPhone and they get tired of using something to transfer a photo over, use AirDrop. Now, if you've got a Mac computer and you've got an iPhone, this is your golden ticket. All you need to do is have AirDrop on. Is it available on the control center? So swipe up from the bottom of your screen. You'll see it says AirDrop, but this is so good. I actually have this on all the time because I'm just using it so much. And basically, if I have a photo, I can quickly AirDrop it up to myself, or a voice memo, I can AirDrop it up to my Mac and actually just have that there straight away. Now, the alternative is called PushBullet on Android. And that's another great solution if you want to connect your Chrome browser to your phone so that you can quickly share something. So PushBullet, spelled push and then bullet, all one word, is another great solution. These are just for being able to quickly upload something or transfer something at real speed. It's faster than an email and it works so smoothly and definitely worth your 5 minutes of your time. So anyway guys, I hope you enjoyed some of these handy recommendations for iOS and Android apps. Now, I always try to recommend useful resources, but sometimes we skip past a lot of these. Making sure that you keep a track of these and making sure that you use these and respect them is so important. And being able to have these Google Photos, Scambot, Instapaper, Pocket, AirDrop, PushBullet, at a glance, you are at like even more accessible, especially when you're on the go or you want to quickly access something. You've got it all there. So it's really important to have all of these functions and actually be able to get started with them. So I hope you enjoyed today's segment on handy iOS and Android applications. I'm looking forward to sharing more with you guys. So make sure to favorite the station if you haven't already. If you want to share more functions and applications, please do call in, because I'm definitely looking at featuring them more, because there are some great applications that you guys have used that I haven't heard of that I really do want to recommend. Anyway, guys, make sure to have a great week, keep productive, and definitely tune in tomorrow for more. Thank you very much. See you soon.